Y'all just kidnapped me and put me in a tent. What the fuck?
I'm trying to drink my vitamin water. You see, the story behind this vitamin water is I went to the Shell station and Steven's like, why are you getting a vitamin water? Because I didn't take my vitamins.
Oh my god.
Alright, today is...
March 10th.
It's 10th.
10th, right?
Yeah, it's going to be 11th.
11th?
It's going to be 11th after this is over with. But, it's March 10th.
It's March 10th.
Sunday.
And this is our second episode.
It's Sunday.
Of?
In the Metry. The Metry.
In the Met.
In the Met.
God damn, in the Met?
It's called In the Met. And we have two new guests with us. Brandon, introduce them.
All right, we got Michael Spalding.
What?
I was in the last one.
All right, we got Steven Thompson.
Yeah, what up?
And we got Raymond.
I like potatoes.
Raymond recently got a job, and his job is he's an Easter bunny for little kids so they can take pictures and they can recollect on their childhood later on in the future like they took a picture with an Easter bunny. You're doing big things.
He's changing lives.
All in one.
You were changing lives.
There's nothing Easter like out. Going into a creepy room, dressing up as the Easter Bunny, and making kids cry.
I just want to know what you do when you get mad. Like if you got a little asshole sitting on you, you know, and he just fired or something. You know?
Hey, I understand like the whole concept of Santa Claus, but like, what do you like wish for things for Easter too?
No,
it's like, hey, you know, remember last year you bought me a basket with a bunch of candy? I want the same thing again this year.
I don't talk. That's the glory.
But no chocolate covered raisins. That was disgusting.
You're gonna hate your job when little kid shits on
you. It's dependent, bro. So it doesn't matter.
Raymond's gonna come in. I quit. I'm done.
I quit. I'm done.
When you talk about little kids getting shit on, I'm gonna walk in and take a picture and dookie on his shoulder.
I'm a grown man.
You guys want to move Raymond's day real quick?
This is the high points yet, but.
Oh damn. Man! So
I got the higher number, so let's just shut up, man.
we are missing our last podcaster, Thomas. He's on a date with his female.
He's gonna get the date.
Last podcast, Thomas made an observation about aliens. Colonial Marines. Me and Steven decided to make it real life.
Colonial Brothers.
So we went to Redbox and we rented the movie.
It wasn't the movie, just to let you know.
It wasn't a movie, it was a game. And it was terrible. That was the worst game I've ever played.
Did y'all
played.
Get to the donut Easter egg where they just donut rolling down a ramp at you?
We starved. I couldn't play it.
Dude, they had four attachments for your gun. They had a sight and a telescope and a laser and then, like, extended mags. And I was like, wow. I was sitting there. I was like, you know, this is going to help me defend myself against the aliens. The thing was, like, after the first level, it's like, you know, we fight aliens. And the next four levels, we were just fighting, like, regular human beings.
Yeah, we got
beings.
Fucking humans and body armor and shit. Like, yeah. I'm looking for aliens and Sigourney Weaver. And
I thought she pulled up in the ship.
Wasn't that? That was some other bitch.
I didn't trust it.
Did that even take place part of the movies at all?
Not at all.
I just, it was in space.
I thought the weapon skins were pretty stupid. They had a bunch of weapon skins. You had a pulse rifle and you had a burst rifle with a flamethrower. This game was terrible, man. He was a welder.
Yeah. You know, my first level, I just welded down a door. And,
where'd you learn
one class is nothing. You just did it myself.
I learn new things about him every day.
Dude, we gotta talk about the grenade, though. The grenade was
So, look, we're in, like, the beginning, and, like, the whole thing is to hold off the aliens while this one guy hacks the mainframe, gets the door open, you know, he's in there, hold him off! So me and this dude are like, alright, we got this. So I'm fucking, I'm blasting him, and Steven's over there with a shotgun and killing him. So the door opens up, we all get through it. I'm just standing by the door, Steven runs in. I see the alien just running towards me. I'm like, oh no, Steven, you gotta get me, I'm reloading. And Steven's like, don't worry. He throws a grenade, and the grenade sticks to the alien. Well, the alien proceeds to go through the door frame, and he whacks me, and kills me.
Knocks him down.
Dives me. Then the grenade just blows Steven
and knocks me down. Dude, it was probably one of the best situations ever.
I mean, we laughed about it, but that game still sucks.
Yeah. That game was horrible, man.
There you go. That's something else. You said you got a... What happened to Black Ops earlier?
Oh, the quad feed.
All right, so just hop on a quick game of Demolition real quick. And
so that's a quick game?
Yeah. honestly, like, you know, I hopped in, like, mid-game, too, and it's like, oh, that always sucks, because, like, your team's, like, always up, like, 20, and they have, like, 8 kills, and you're like, all right, I'm the guy that's 0-0, I'm going to step up. So I'm standing on one side, it's on slums, and we're on on an objective B bomb site, and guys are coming to rush in as we start planting. And we plant, and I was just like, hey, let me just throw the C4 through the door. Like, you know, I caught one guy coming, I put him down, and I was like, I see on the UAV there's a lot more guys. So I was like, threw out the C4, and I just, you know, double exit, and then all of a sudden just comes up. Quad feed, and I just like took in all of its glory, and I was like, holy shit, I just can't believe I just did this.
That's some real shit.
Like, I got, like, seriously, like, I had to stand there for a second because I got 23 medals just for getting a quad feed.
That's an achievement in life.
Like, it just, like, I thought my Xbox was just gonna turn off. Like, afterwards, just like, you know,
you're done for the day. This medal.
It's like, forget buying the DLC, you got it for free.
You are the revolution.
You picked that up,
did you?
Steven, now let's really start the show. We gotta have you introduce yourself. That's what we did last show.
Okay.
And then we're gonna do the same thing with Raymond, too.
Alright.
What were the questions? Your favorite sex position, the only one?
No, dude, it was your job and hobbies, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what do you do for a living, and what are your hobbies?
Why are you going straight to the sex position thing?
I was going to answer. I was going to, you know, it's my first time here, sex position, doggy style. First time.
It's oh, my God, look at that guy's face.
No, I don't. It's like, put your head down.
Well, if the lights are off.
I don't know about y'all, but I acquire like night vision after like 20 seconds of being in the dark, so I'm like, fuck, I can see it again.
Your eyes capture all the light it possibly can from the room.
You're like a living Sam Fisher.
Yeah, like I grow a third telescopic thing, and it's a
telescopic thing.
Yeah, third telescopic thing, and it just extends. And
I think Step Brothers use the night vision goggles the best.
Yeah.
Couldn't have them when we were 20. We got them when we were 40.
Alright, so what I do for a living in my hobbies, I work at a local food place.
You can't say the name.
Oh, I can't.
No.
No, we're trying to stay away from
that.
I said red.
Well, anyways, it's
don't need anyone to get fired from their job or stupid shit that we say about our job. It's like, okay. All the fucking niggers in my job.
Wow.
Whoa! That escalated very quickly there. I mean, just, you know.
You're making them out like they're drug dealers or car salesmen.
They're both.
But they are.
We sell drugs and cars.
And they said someone got shot 9 times the other day behind my
Well, anyways, yeah, it's local food business. And my hobby is, I don't know. I don't do anything, honestly.
Derp.
Honestly, just don't do anything.
They play music.
Oh. I don't really consider that a hobby.
I'm just too badass at it. It's really be a hobby.
It's just a talent.
I got a joke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
You can tell me these.
Wait. Hold on with that shit.
I wrote these for this.
Let's let Raymond get into this stuff.
Oh,
all right, we give it a shot.
So what are we? Okay, as y'all know, I'm Easter Bunny now, apparently. So. But I did work at a food restaurant as well. Lost my job because the place decided to not pay their fucking rent, and they shut down. So I show up to work, and I don't have a job anymore.
I'm going to honestly miss Margarita Mondays.
You might as well just say the name.
Got blasted back.
But you're not gonna lose your job though.
Huh? Yeah, you can bash him. You can say anything you want.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
I'll even talk shit
about my job anyway. I quit and they called me and promoted me to get me to come back. So, I mean.
Damn. You know, look, we just fired you, but we want you to come back as a manager.
Well, I could become a bartender. The manager was my next career goal. So. And then I was going to quit again and become GM, and then quit again and become the owner of the bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so that was going to probably work. But, hobbies?
You mean you could have paid the rent?
What?
I mean, you could have paid the rent.
I would have paid the rent. I mean, Baton Rouge store didn't make them shit. Metairie store was making a bunch of money.
Matagrita Mondays.
Yeah. The
best. Matagrita Mondays.
Hobbies, though? I ain't got no hobbies, bro. I'm not like a Steven here, man.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I sit at home and play Xbox in my spare time. As I'm considered that hobby, that's me not having a life.
Having a bit of trouble over there.
Well, I tried. I'm trying to get.
No, I'm just trying different techniques. I think I'm actually bleeding though.
Yeah. You cut yourself you want me to do it? With a bottle.
That'll be to cut you. I can't say a bit.
Yeah. How about I?
He's like, I give up.
But yeah, I think I broke. I broke my pinky.
Damn.
It takes real skill.
What happened to your pinky? I tried to open a beer and I broke it.
Don't you know?
Go ahead.
For anybody that's wondering why we're doing this,
I bought a
bottle opening ring, and everybody's a bitch except for me.
Well, it's been declared.
Yeah, I got
sure, bitch.
We're all bitches, according to Michael.
Dude, I'm the only non-bitch here.
We had to sign a waiver before we came in here. It's like, hey.
Everybody's a bitch but me. Sign here.
All right, y'all can all witness for each other now.
Sam, or is that we agreed to it? I mean,
I didn't know what I was signing.
Brandon can't read.
It was 3 pages long, so I gave up after the first sentence.
You want me to sign this 3-page-long contract just to come in here and do a podcast?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Here.
I brought the microphone, though. Mm-hmm.
So, he was a bitch.
I'm still waiting for this joke.
Jeez. Why don't black people go on cruises?
Why?
They already fell for that trick once.
Oh, okay.
I love black people and what they represent. Car dealers and drug dealers.
Dealers of all.
Back to that topic of discussion.
I'm done.
The ultimate cruise of all time.
At this podcast, we hear on the news that Brandon got shot.
So. 9 times in the back of my store.
Somebody stole that Mustang.
Apparently, at college, the store you could buy shit with EBT.
It's all stores. It's EBT cash now.
No, I'm talking about auto parts, though, man.
That's yeah, I know. It's EBT cash. It's
no, we all know what EBT cash is.
Yeah.
It's code for
food stamps.
It's where all my money comes out of every week.
For the people that actually pay.
Let's just get off that topic before I really do fucking get shot.
Yeah. And survive and become a rapper.
Thomas is missing fun.
Yep.
What's he doing? What do you think? What do you think he's doing?
You know, that 6 days he's out of a 7-day period that you can go on a date night with your girl. He just so happened to choose Sunday.
It's a good day, right?
I guess. You know what's really funny? He's gonna listen to this and go, "Fuck, I should have went here instead."
Damn it! She didn't even put out $80 for dinner. No.
I got that lobster. Would be
worthy, I mean.
Where's the lobster money?
Give me the lobster money.
Oh,
jeez. You got any more of those jokes?
You got another one of those?
I got a lot of jokes.
Oh, God. He said I wrote jokes for this, apparently.
Why was the black girl quiet during the movie? She wasn't.
Boom, boom, boom.
You just hear boom, boom, boom. Very good shot.
All
right. Here's something. I was looking at my zombie survival guide, and I was going to say, if zombie apocalypse happens, this is one of the most common questions in the world. What weapon would you choose and why?
I actually read that entire book. Max Brooks is a genius, man. Like,
did you read World War Z?
I'm reading it right
now. I'm actually reading it right now, too.
Very, very descriptive.
Got it on my notes.
I don't have it, though.
I have it.
I read it here.
Like, honestly, if you like the copy of it, you're more than welcome to have it.
Oh, no, I got the audio.
It just sits at my work because, I got promoted there, I don't really have time to sit down and read it. Like, I'm just always on my feet, and I really wish, like, the first few chapters I got to, I was like, ew. Like, you know, like, that's not descriptive it got, but, like, the whole side, like, Zombie Survivor was my, like, my junior year silent sustained reading. Like, I read the whole thing, and my personal choice of weapon, I was actually going to get a couple lawnmower blades and grip it with tennis grips and, like, you know, in the center so you don't cut your hands or anything. And just pretty much right there, Brandon's movement, like you're twirling your hands like a baton. There you go. You got through it. Like, it taught me a lot. Like, one thing, like, I'm purchasing soon is going to be a motorcycle. Fastest way transfer tape. If you get
transport.
If you're surrounded by a group of zombies and you're like, hey, am I going to choose a motorcycle? I'm going to choose this heavy ass truck. You better choose the motorcycle because it'll get you out of there quicker. So.
Which also exposed to the elements, though.
What elements?
The fucking zombies.
Well,
I mean, granted, you're gonna pass right past them.
That's what I'm gonna have to worry about.
I'm just saying. You're gonna pass right past them, granted, you're gonna run them over. I mean, you can get scratched by a zombie, you as a zombie.
I mean,
you know,
long sleeves.
It's like if you wake up dead.
Short hair.
When it comes to hateful words, I have skin like a rhinoceros.
Come on.
Makes no sense. So your answer is lawnmower blades.
Mainly just stick to blunt or sharpened weapons. Guns are very, very just like, it would be good to have, but ammo is just going to become a thing of a, like, trade, almost. Like, if you bump into, like, the right group, like, it's like, hey.
Hey, you got some condoms?
Yeah, I got some bullets.
I'll give you 2 bullets for 1 condom.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
you end up being, like, jail?
If it comes to that predicament, it's like you want to surround yourself around the right people. Because if not, you're going to die.
Yep.
Well, you ain't got nothing to value.
It's like, that's the funny thing, though. Like, the one thing to worry about is not really the zombies. It's like, afterwards, you're going to have to start worrying about, like, bandits and other people just, like, trying to, like, jack you and stuff. So
trying to do the same thing you're doing, except they're just being dicks about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not too bad. You don't want to lose your sanity over it. So, like, a lot of people are just going to lose themselves.
If it ever happened like that, and the apocalypse actually did happen, you're going to have a lot of people just, to be a human being, just going to be washed out. And just like you said, you're going to deal with bandits left and right, constantly have people try to take your bullets, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the most, like, they had Morgan re-show on the, like, I haven't watched the one tonight. Like, I knew there was a new episode, I haven't gotten to it, but the last episode, last
the what?
Can't say, the Walking Dead. Can't say it!
No, not the newest one, the last episode. Dad Morgan.
Don't talk about it.
We can bleep it out.
No, can't talk about it because I haven't caught up.
It's just something he said. It's not really part of anything.
Okay, just say what he said. I'm just saying, like, probably one of the, like, coolest
things. Morgan's black, by the way.
Oh, God.
He sells cars
and drugs.
But anyways, he says, like, you know, the good people, you know, are all going to die. He's like, even the bad people. And he goes, the weak people like me, we're just left to harvest the earth. And I was like, you know, I kind of, like, really paid attention to that. And I was like, you know, even if it wasn't, like, zombie apocalypse or anything, it's like good people, bad people die, and then the weak people are left to harvest the earth. Like, the surroundings of it are just, like, the mourning of the whole thing. It's just, like, really weird. I don't know. It's really good, like, writing, though. The guy should win, like, an Oscar, even though it's a show.
But, all right.
Anyways, carry on. All seriousness aside.
So lawnmower blades. What about you, Brandon? You're there. Might as well, you got a large black stick in your hand.
It's not black, it's wooden.
It's wooden.
It's wooden. That's a color, wooden?
Wooden, nigga.
Oh! He keeps on digging himself more and more and more down the
hole. I'm
going to
be a target. Oh, you Brandon, huh? No!
I've been listening to your podcast. I'm coming to get you. You've been selling on my street for a long-ass time, man.
I bought a gun recently. I mean, want to use the Glock for as long as I could to get my money's worth, I guess. Yeah, I'd want
to
use
That's what you'd be worried about, using the Glock to get your money's worth.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd use the hell out of it. And I'd probably trade the bullets for a couple of nice things, like some juice boxes. And maybe a thing of Monopoly in case I ever get bored. Monopoly's always fun. Anybody can play Monopoly. It's pretty cool. But, you know, I'd have to pick up a backup weapon. I mean, once the Glock runs out of bullets, or in the case of it breaking, which probably won't happen, Glock's pretty indestructible, I'd probably get this baton. And I'd come here first before I went on my adventures, and I'd get this baton from you. I'd probably kill you because you'd be a zombie. And I'd take out Lindsay, and of course that mutt, it's going to be a chain in the butt to kill. Fucking cinnamon over there. Boom, boom. Come in here, get this, and go my happy ass way. And, yeah.
What would make you think that I'd be a zombie?
You never said
like, right off the bat.
You just strike me as one.
Just right off the bat. I was going to Carlos, I was just kill him. Steal his baton.
It's like, if the zombie apocalypse happens, Carlos is on top of the list. And zombie wins up.
That's not who I expect. I didn't say what he expected. I expect people to start calling each other and the phones wouldn't work.
The towers would still be up.
It'd just be hard to make a call because of the line.
Because everyone would probably be doing it.
Bandwidth would be filled up so quick off of phone.
Yeah, there won't be those 3G.
I might be able to text them. Yo, where's your baton at? Yo, get your baton ready on the way.
What is going on?
Like 4 hours afterwards, though.
I'm already halfway out of the state.
I'm in the front den. Carlos has a baton and says, "Front den."
I have it.
And that's how it all ends right there.
And then Carlos closes the door and scene.
And scene. You know, that's the next video we're doing. Carlos, you up? Yeah. It's a zombie apocalypse. Alright, you need the baton? Yeah. Alright, come get it. Have you pull up. Here's a shot from the upstairs window looking down. Your car pulls up and you almost crash into the pole or something. You try and get out, you stumble and falling. And then I just don't come out. You're banging on the door.
No!
And then we just go 3 hours later. Scene comes up. You're on the ground. I just come outside, throw the baton at you.
Raymond's munching on me.
Hey, Brett. Oh, you're dead. Here's a baton. And just wheel back inside, lock the door.
You. What kind of weapon would you choose? What would you
do? I probably would not be here.
Exactly.
So I'd probably be most likely called to duty before the whole outbreak happens.
Because, you know, the U.S. military is going to know about it beforehand. Because it's their fault.
But as soon as it becomes a state, but as soon as it becomes a state of emergency, I will be called. Even if it's just like an epidemic or something. That doesn't have to be the zombie thing yet.
You know, you could just say
it's
no.
It's just setting up, like, quarantines.
You just said no. No, don't worry.
Are we, like, expecting this to happen, like, within the next, like, 2 months? Like,
maybe.
How long do you have?
2 years of inactive duty.
Oh, inactive. Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go.
I don't have to go to drill anymore.
Okay, but you have.
But I have.
If,
but
like something happens.
Something like that in 2 years happened. I do get called up right away because technically it's like a World War III
so
situation.
So could you like show up like 650 pounds, couldn't fit into a BDU if you wanted to,
yeah,
but still have to do my duty? Yes.
I need a new uniform. I don't even make them that big.
They don't make them that big.
They don't.
And they will not.
They
make
just get
them
you a bunch
big
of bed sheets and U.S. Army logo.
So in that case, I'd probably have a weapon with ammo, most likely, just because in that situation. But if I was home, not worried about military, that wouldn't stick there because I don't have anything else. I don't believe in guns.
You have a stick bigger than this?
I'd probably have this. This little knife.
I guess a little pocket. You know, shank a zombie or something like.
You gotta hit him pretty hard with that if you want to take his ammo. Yeah.
No, well, you got a better chance with this wooden sword than you do with that little shank you got.
How heavy this is. That little baton.
Yeah, but look how close you gotta get to him.
I could throw it and it'll come back to me like Xena Warrior Princess.
So you're a princess?
Uh-huh. I don't have a gun. I don't have any kind of real weapons. So I'd probably use your baton.
You're a backstabber.
Where am I going? I'm already gone.
this anyway? Why do you have this shit in here? Like,
it was here.
What is it? It looks like it's the back to one of your chairs or something.
No, I moved in and it was here.
We know it.
It was like here when we
moved in. It kept one of the doors open.
Touch it then. Possessed baton, bro.
It was like laying on the ground.
Have things been going on around here that show signs of possession? It's possessed.
What about Raven?
I got a bow staff when I was like in karate when I was 12. I used that shit. Put a couple of nails in that bitch.
Maybe the Donatello.
Oh no, you know, fuck that. I got the complaint stick from EJ. I stole the complaint stick.
Oh, that's full of nails. So just stick with nails. Stick.
Damn. I used the complaint stick.
I don't even know what the fuck a complaint stick is.
So it's like a 1x2 piece of wood I have with like 20 screws drilled through it.
Put the screw sticking out.
And if you complain, you bend over and you. Or if you're just a bitch. We hit you with it because we didn't feel like dealing with your bitching while we were building shit.
Remember that drunk night we had, Michael? And you had all those marks on your eyes?
Yeah, that's a complaint stick.
No.
You didn't complain. You weren't complaining then.
But I was a bitch. Just that once.
Damn.
What about you?
I'm going to wear a bow tie because everybody knows if you're wearing a bow tie, you're too cool to be eaten by zombies.
No, you just got to wear the bow tie shirt because that's got magical powers.
Well, the bow tie shirt does have magical powers.
It does.
We had a wing challenge.
And almost got laid that night.
And almost got laid. But I couldn't seal the deal. Because, yeah.
Because I was busy sealing another deal.
I feel like I think if it ever happened.
Really?
I feel like
that happened the same night?
Yeah.
Where was that? Did y'all leave me at that time?
No, you weren't with us.
Huh?
You weren't even with us.
Where'd y'all go?
Out of bounds.
You're not with me and Smalley every time we go do or something.
I'm just wondering. Because, I mean, that day I was with y'all. So I'm like.
No, you weren't.
No.
Y'all did the wing challenge, right?
No, not that day.
That's what I asked you. Was it the same day as the wing challenge?
Oh, holy shit, it was.
I was with y'all, so where the hell happened?
That happened late that night. That happened like 12 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. I'm probably at work in the morning.
I could just see it. The apocalypse happens, and a 600-pound Carlos knocks my door down. Come on!
I'm just saying right now, though.
I'm just saying that. He barges in and shows you over his shoulder.
I don't think he has to keep your door.
He
just walks through it and picks you up and throws you over his shoulder. And it's like, everything's going to be okay.
But look, we have to be specific.
Snail paste.
And it's just like, I have the baton. The whole time.
Carl's going to be 650 pounds of pure man muscle meat. Like, none of this fat bullshit. Just fucking jacked like a school bus.
I took the gamma rays from the Hulk. He was being a little bitch, so I took his blood.
See, that's always a great question. Like, when he transforms, does his penis transform too? I mean,
the Hulk.
Yeah, I mean, it has to, right?
There's not a video. I'm sorry, a picture of She-Hulk saying, "Yep, you're the only one big enough for me," to the Hulk. So,
damn.
And apparently, I thought they were related. I guess they're not.
Apparently, she has a giant vagina.
That's a little scary. I can probably crawl in that thing. Like,
stick your head in there.
Crawl in there, make a small, humble abode. A few candles, a bed.
So then that raised the question.
What happens if you stuck your head in there and she sneezed? Dead!
So that raises the question.
Most likely.
Since you're talking about Hulk's dick, what about Superman and Lois?
Small dick. He can't even stand up to a rock.
What?
Huh?
Hey, what?
They were kryptonite?
Hey, look, I got one word faster than a speeding bullet.
That's, like, four words.
I know, but you know what I meant. I meant one saying faster than a speeding bullet. You didn't have the stamina to go twice, either.
Very clever.
You know this how?
Very clever.
How did Kevin Smith say he needs a kryptonite condom just to have sex?
Apparently, Kevin Smith's making a Clerks
3.
He already started writing it.
And it's going to be his last movie.
Yep, he started writing it. And I'm looking forward to it already. I'm looking forward to auditions. That's what I'm looking for. I want to find it. And try to audition for that shit.
Like, one of my friends is
in California, you know. I mean, that's
a big deal. They posted it on Facebook, and it's like, you know, Kevin Smith's latest works. And it's like, because it was like, yeah, I've been working on my new script. Here's a picture of what I got. And it's like, Clerks 3, written by Kevin Smith. That's it.
Yeah, it is the first page of the. It's the first page on his little MacBook.
Dude, that's it. It's like, well, this is gonna go according to plan. So
yeah. Oh shit! What was it? It was Jason Mewes just put the first official trailer out for Jay and Silent Bob Super Groovy Cartoon Movie.
Yeah,
and it's fucking hilarious because he produced the whole thing and got some random person out of nowhere to cartoon it.
Nice.
Okay. Some guy that listens to their normal podcast on C-Spot and shit, James Silent Bob Goodall, he sent them a video of, like, he animated that scene of their podcast. And they're like, and the guy, Kevin Spencer's on the spot, you want a job? It's on the podcast, you can hear him go, you want a job? What's your name? Here, just come talk to me after the show. And hired him for the movie. Like, that's ridiculous. So basically, we can just go, hey, man, I do stunts. And I did this stunt for you. I'm going to dress like Kevin Smith and jump off a building.
Because you have the same color tone as Kevin Smith.
Yeah. I'm not.
Kevin Smith is as white as I am, and you are
fucking Venezuelan.
What you laughing about?
Is it for 10 hours long?
What the fuck is that? It's Joe Pesci's head on fire from Home Alone.
For 10 hours.
For 10 hours?
Yeah.
He gives me every time.
You're ridiculous.
Jesus, beats.
Hello, doing Joe Pesci.
If you ever got to meet Joe Pesci, what would you say to him?
What would you say to him?
What was it like working with Macaulay Culkin?
That's a big fucking fun time. I hate the little bastard. He gets all the spotlight. I just get my head put on fire and a bunch of marbles. I just fall down all the time. And I hate it.
What else you got?
What was the set like on Casino with Robert De Niro?
Terrible. He got the spotlight again.
It's fucking Robert De Niro. I mean, you know what you're saying.
Ask me about Goodfellas.
All right, Goodfellas.
What about it?
What was it like knowing that your character had to die in the end?
Terrible!
It's one of the most beautiful scenes in the movie.
Not if you're me.
Goodfellas.
No. Stop trying to felicitate your bottle.
So, let's keep it going. We're dying here.
Where are we?
You got any, what is it called? Incidents of people being stupid of the week.
Jesus Christ.
I don't work in a restaurant anymore, so no.
I work in a restaurant. I got the money.
Well, right?
Working one of the Bonican sisters.
Wait, you work with one of them? I thought you worked with both of them.
I work with both of them, unfortunately.
Bobo and Little Bobo, man.
Goddamn.
On David Drive.
You call him Bobo a little bit?
I call them the Bonican sisters. They're like, it's like the whole thing, like the thing from Hocus Pocus, Hocus Pocus, the witches. Like, instead of those two.
Yeah, I worked with Big Bobo first, and then she was Big Bobo, and the Little Bobo came. I started calling Little Bobo.
Dude, the other day, like Thursday or Friday, I had to close with Alyssa, but she had another interview. She had another interview at Copeland with some veterans, and I was like, yeah, you can go. And I thought somebody was going to stay back, so one of the owners, John, went and left and played basketball, and Alyssa went to do it.
What?
Yeah,
I'm leaving. I gotta go play basketball. Y'all have fun working.
He's like, I've been working on my crossovers.
Check it out.
Yeah, like, he was sitting there and, like, in the kitchen, like, pretending he has a basketball and do his crossovers.
Jesus,
and he's like, and he comes in my face, he's like, broken ankles. Bitch.
What?
It's like, what? I'm just washing the dishes. I'm standing still.
So, like, he leaves and ends up bringing her to go to her interview. And then her sister's like, Ash is like, sorry, Steve, gotta go and do other things. So for a whole hour straight, I'm sitting in that, sort of, like, you know, in the food place. Just like, I almost slipped out right there. But sitting there for a whole hour just staring out the window and just like, kind of like planning my attack to what to do them later on. And I still haven't thought about it, but I'm definitely going to get both of them back for what they did to me for leaving me for 1 hour straight not working. Luckily, it wasn't busy, because if it was busy, it would have been a worse prank, but yeah, I'm definitely going to get them back. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Do you remember the time we went and bought some air horns, and we were riding my car, and we're outside of a grocery store, and it's the one over A-line. And some people were coming out of the exit of the grocery store, and I pull my window down, and Steve goes, "Hey, can you guys give me directions to airline highway?"
That's right, we're right on airline.
And the people, like, they think about it for a second. Wait, they're like, wait. And all of a sudden, they start to think, and I take the air horn out. Just drive on, dude.
You know, we need this air horn, and just, like, pull up to, like, a random grocery store or whatever. Pull up, put the tape on the air horn horns, and just toss it out the window and drive on.
Dude, somebody wanted me to get
Alex. We wanted to do that to Alex's house.
Yeah, this guy, Alex. Because
he has, like, two lesbians that live to the right of him.
He's like a what?
He's a big prick. What did he do to me? He did something bad to me. I forgot he pranked
me. He put your number on Craigslist.
Well, no, I got it first originally. I went to the zoo with this girl, which is a terrible girl, by the way. We went to the zoo, and I brought my Canon, my camera. I was taking pictures at the zoo, and I saw, you know, those little golf carts.
Yeah.
I was like, I got a genius plan. I'm going to take some pictures of it. I'm going to put it on Craigslist and put his number. You know, golf cart for sale. Must go now. Low price. Call me. You'd be surprised.
That's fucking hilarious.
You'd be surprised when people with fucking golf carts around here. That's the crazy part. Like, so many people hit him up. And so he got me back. He got me back really bad. I mean, a lot of people want golf carts, but around the time of the iPhone 5 coming out,
yeah.
A lot of people wanted iPhone 5s. So he put iPhone 5 for cheap, must go $300 brand new box. And it ruined my day.
By the way, I think this is the whole reason why I think Brandon bought his gun. Because there was people actually threatening, like calling
him.
Yeah,
one guy calls him and he's like, hey, you still got the iPhone 5? I said, no. He's like, what the fuck you mean, no? I'm like, Jesus, I don't have it. Leave it alone.
That's probably the best prank I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Like, I remember that. Like, as soon as he's like, yeah, I got a phone call. I was pissing in the bathroom. Some guy just called me and threatened me.
All day,
like,
dude.
He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I think
today I'm gonna go buy my first gun. I was like, jeez, a beast.
There you go. So that's a good thing to veer off to, pranks. I mean, what is your favorite prank you ever done to somebody or seen or was a part of or just was around?
The Joe Pesci, I like calling people up and getting them with that. Especially restaurants, those are the best.
I saw the video of that.
Most people that do restaurants, they have to stay on the phone. Most of them just can't hang up, you know what I mean? If they do, they got balls.
I just hang up all the fucking time.
You're one in a million, man. Maybe it's just me. They hear the Joe Pesci voice, and they're like, we gotta keep this son of a bitch on the phone. I called Chili's and I was like, you know, look, I fucking took my wife there for a nice chicken tender dinner, and chicken tenders were still frozen. So first off, this guy thinks I'm a girl, so he's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. And I'm like, I'm not a ma'am. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry about that. Hold on, I'll get my manager for you. I'm like, okay. So the manager comes on, I was like, yes. Just like I was talking to your nice fella there, I went there, I brought my wife a nice chicken tender dinner, and the chicken tenders were frozen. He's like, ma'am, first off, ma'am, you think I'm a ma'am? Started going hard on this guy, dude. This poor manager. And he's like, well, sir, our chicken tenders aren't frozen. Well, you riddle me why they were frozen, you son of a bitch! I just started going crazy on him. And that guy had big balls because he stayed on the phone with me for a while. So I was like, fuck this. So I don't know, but that's what I like to do with that Joe Pesci voice.
Man, there's
Batman.
A few.
The Batman.
Oh, dude, I want to do the Batman so bad because, like, one of the two voices I can probably do the best is the Batman voice and the Bane voice. Whenever that time comes, it will. But I think one time, like, one of the greatest pranks was in New Year's, when I was in Deschamps. I forgot what year it was, but it was a pretty big party, and one of my friends, like Keith, went to go use the bathroom, and of course, like, he had to take a shit. Most of all, I was like, dude, I went to my friend, Squee. We used to call him Squee. And I was like, dude, you know what we get right now? And he was like, what? And I was like, dude, let's get some Black Cats. Like, you know, the fucking, like, 12-pack Black Cats, pop, 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 throw them in the bathroom while I'm shitting. And he's like, what if the doors lock? And I was like, it was at my friend Key's house. And I was like, don't worry, I know how to unlock the door. And, like, he had, like, one of those doors where you can, like, actually slip in, like, the little dots, like, those little tiny holes. And then you slip it, and all of a sudden, like, you turn it, you can hear it pop open. And, like, as soon as I did that, I just threw the popping fireworks there. He literally came. He was like, oh, shit. and came running out the door, like, pants around his ankles, like, ran, like we were standing, like, on the side of the bathroom door that way, and he ran down the stairs, like, half naked, like,
bitch. Was he shitting all over the place?
No. I'm pretty sure he was, like, you know, squeezing as tight as he can, and, like, run down the bed, like, those stairs, like, pulling up his pants. Dude, oh my god, it was probably, like, one of the most, like, fucked up jokes I've ever did, but, like, hilarious.
This is short, but I guess, you know, if somebody ever did a podcast and asked them about the worst prank they've ever done to somebody, some old fucker in middle school when I was taking a shit, I had my pants down to my ankles, and he took my pants. He took my pants.
Underwear. Middle school? Who was it? Say his name.
I don't know who did it. Oh.
I still have my pants back.
Some guy from middle school.
He just yanked him from me.
On the corner of West Meadow and David Drive. Is that what it is?
No,
David Drive.
West Meadow. Yeah. And he really screwed up my day. I mean, I was shitting and I ate ham.
What did you do?
I got so lucky. My friend Robert Norris. I don't know if you know Robert. Robert Norris just happened to be pissing. He came in, like, this is like 30 minutes. I'm sitting there for 30 minutes. Like, by then, the shit in my ass was dried up. So, whatever reason, I didn't wipe my ass. Like, I'm just going to stay here forever. So finally, Robert Norris, I just hear someone pissing. And like, I'm like, home alone. Like, reaching over the stall. Like, reaching over the stall, looking like, Robert! So, Robert goes to the goes to the office and tells him about the what happened.
The incident.
And one of the office ladies comes in, tries to make sure it's not a joke. She knocks on the stall and she's like, you ain't got no pants? I'm like, nope. She's like, all right. But she called my mom. My mom brought me my pants.
Did you ever find out who stole your pants?
No, man, but they found them in the courtyard.
Did you have your wallet in it?
Pants were... We were young, dude. What was in the wallet? You know? Monopoly money? Like a bunch of crappy shit. Like, well,
Pokemon cards?
Probably Pokemon cards or something.
His mother card?
Yeah.
Dude, I remember the first time I met Brandon, dude. I have the highest memory of this, dude. And it was you and Stephen Rojas at the time. I can't remember the teacher's name, but we had world history together. She used to call herself the Dragon Lady, too. And like, she'd be like, she'll come up behind you. And it was like, that's McCullough or whatever, dude. And she'd come up behind your back. She'd be like, I'm a Dragon Lady. And scratch on your back, dude. Like, one day I was just like, kind of not interested, just like kind of really bored with class, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, and this is like when Brandon had his long hair and his glasses, and he's sitting there like this, he's just sitting there like this, and he's like, what? And he's like putting his eyes down, and it's like one of these little keychain lines, like when you open up the mouth, like a little flashlight comes out. He made a little sailor hat, like a little tiny sailor hat, put it on top of it, and then also he opens up the mouth and puts a little tiny, like, pretend rolled up joint into the mouth. And he's like, and he just looks back at me and he goes, yeah. That's it, dude. I just started cracking up laughing. After that class, dude, I had to, like, go up to him and shake his hand and tell him who I was. And after that, pretty much, just, like, started the whole friendship, so... I think that's one of my fondest memories of Brandon Hayes over there.
Maybe it's not like he's dead. Let's remember Brandon Hayes at all.
I've done some
stuff. You remember that pyramid man?
I was the ringleader for making a human pyramid. All the disciplinaries used me as the ringleader of our group for some reason.
Right.
Penguin lady used to walk by, you're the ringleader. I'm like, no, I'm not. Come on, everybody, let's watch it up. We used to do some stupid things.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, dude. So he was a beer ball.
But this is the best, dude. We made a leaf pile one time. A big leaf pile in the courtyard. And Ryan Gardner was in there. And we yanked Ryan up. We also, like, pushing him back and forth. And someone pushed him really hard. And James Fox was right there. And his teeth just went right into James Fox's skull.
Yeah.
And, like, he got checked out and everything. Goes back to school the next day with braces on. It's like, oh, no.
He's like, yeah, the dentist said that I could only have my teeth for about the age of 34, and I'm going to lose them all. Like, we're all, like, laughing.
Kid couldn't eat anything but ice cream. He still can't eat apples to this day.
Really? I remember that, too.
Yeah, we see Ryan occasionally. Yeah. It was pretty bad, dude.
Dude, I used to love doing that, making the big piles of dirt and, like, or the pile of leaves and stuff, and, like, someone hiding them, and, like, when a disciplinarian comes by, I'd be like, all right, dust it apart. And you just bust out of there and be like,
you remember Beaner?
Yeah.
A little Venus, a little Mexican kid with glasses. He was really cool, man. We enjoyed having him under our crew and everything.
I saw him Mardi Gras.
I see him occasionally, like, he goes out and stuff. But what we did was, you know, he really can't see, though. He has terrible vision, probably worse than mine when he takes his glasses off. So, like, look, Beaner, we're going to use you as a batting ram. We got a Domino's pizza box. So, we're going to ram you through the Domino's pizza box. So, he's like, all right, yeah, cool, we're down for it. So, they pick him up like a ram, and they take his glasses off. He can't see shit, so I get behind a pizza box. And I take a fuck, expose my ass. They got the pizza box right in front of my ass, and they go, one, two, and take the fucking box off. And I can just look at his nose, mouth, and my asshole.
Because you
have
a room job.
That's the first age, man. 15 literally years old, in a
world. It was literally in a world of shit.
Oh, man. Well, what was yours? What was your favorite prank?
I mean, one time I called the hostesses up at the hostess stand. It was a dead, like, Friday night because it was, like, pouring its ass off, so nobody was coming in the restaurant. So I'm in private dining. I called the hostess stand. I'm in one of my super boys. I'm like, yes, I need directions from Biloxi, Mississippi. First hostess is like, I don't know, and passing me off to, you're like, call yourself the head hostess, whatever, even though we didn't have that fucking job position. But, and she's like, oh, yeah, you just need to get on the I-10 and keep driving west, I think it is. And I'm like,
would you say the food is good enough to go there for? And I'm changing my voice throughout each time they come back to me.
She's like, it's good, but I don't want, I wouldn't recommend driving out here in this. And I'm on speakerphone, and like half the other servers hear it. And one of them goes, I'm running to tell the manager that the hostess are telling people not to come to the restaurant. So she almost gets fired over the thing. And I'm like, it was just a joke. And she's all mad at me. I'm like, hey, I didn't rat your ass out, but, you know, nice job being a bitch. That's pretty much it. Like, speaking of Peter, though, we used to always lift his ass up and put him on top of the awning. And then we get our, the hacky sacks from the top. And then we'd leave his ass up there and he had to jump down and shit.
Like, you remember that one guy who randomly started hanging out with us, man? He couldn't speak a lick of English. I don't even know, like, guy. I forget his name. He was, like, this little Spanish kid. We used to call him Beaner number two for some
reason. Yeah, dude, no, he really was only there for, like, a year, right?
Dude, we're sitting there all talking and stuff. And, He just randomly just stops talking. He runs and jumps over the fence and just starts running down Flock Street. Just started running away from school. And all the squares, oh my god, he's got him! Like on a walkie-talkie, we gotta get him! I never seen him again. High school, dude. He jumped the fence and didn't stop running.
So he crossed
the border. I remember that.
That was badass. I was just like, whoa!
No, actually, speaking of Beanery then, when we used to chill by the table, I was by the cafeteria. Everybody's chilling there. It was like Hillary and all of us were sitting there. Everybody leaves. Just me and Beaner sitting at the table. And somebody left a nest tea at the table. I'm like, Beaner, go piss in that. So he's like, all right, cool, whatever. He goes to the bathroom, pisses in the tea bottle, and we leave it on the table. And we're waiting for one of you guys to come up and drink out of it.
Fuck you!
An asshole. No. So we're sitting there for like a good 5-10 minutes. We're like, fuck this. They're not coming over here. So we go over there. That's when we start singing the green grass goes all around and around. And remember when we used to sing that shit.
Yeah.
And we look over, and these two girls sit at the table, and they're like,
no.
They pick it up and they just pour it out next to them. And then all of a sudden we look and they're like, it smells like piss over here. And like, they can't figure out why the fuck it smells like piss. But,
damn. That's like a
sleep.
Wait,
what about you, Spalding?
I don't have any good ones.
You don't have any pranks?
I really don't.
Not one?
No.
All I care is the worst one you've ever heard.
I used to have coffee talk at a table in high school. You know, he lived his days up.
I didn't.
I used to go to that table occasionally, sit down, chime in, and it's just like coffee talk. Every morning.
Something familiar to what I did, like the whole piss in the Snapple bottle. Like, remember when fucking EJ started getting Smoothie King?
Yeah.
And he started selling Smoothie King.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit of
I had the same idea. Like, someone finished their Smoothie King, and I was like, this is a pretty good disguise. No one would be able to tell what's inside. It's pretty heavy like a smoothie. Let me go piss in it. And, like, I remember I went into, like, you know, the bathroom by the cafeteria. It's, like, one of the shady bathrooms when a guy walks in, he's just see everybody pissing, and he's like, nope, this isn't the bathroom for me. He's just like, you walk out. Me, I'm just walking out. It's like, you know, you had to piss. Right. So I walk in and two other kids going in. He's like, one guy just said something very, very, like, you know, that kind of, like, caught me when I was pissing. He's like, you're making a present for someone. And I just looked over my shoulder and I was like, So, like, I fill this thing up to the brim. I mean, to the top. And I'm going around from people to people, and then I'm like, oh, man, I can't finish the smoothie, you know, I'm full. And people are like, nah, you know, I'm pretty full, too. And then, like, I came up to someone that I was actually good friends with, and I was like, eh. All right, I'm going to try to do it.
And she was like, yes. She took the whole cup away from me, and she was like literally like an inch away from sipping it, and like, you know, the good of heart, it was just like, no, I've ripped it from her hands. And I was like, you know what? Never mind, I want it. This is bananas and strawberries. It's delicious. So I was like, I was sitting with Jared Morgan, and like, I'm like, dude, I really don't know what to do with this now. And Jordan goes, you know what you should do when the bell rings? And I was like, what? He goes, when everybody's walking to go to class, just throw it up in the air. And I was like, no, I have a better idea. And he was like, what? And I was like, I'm going to go put it on the top of the staircase, not the top of the second floor, where like the middle one, where you would walk up and then go up the other side. And I was like, hopefully some kid will just accidentally like knock it down when everybody's walking up the stairs and piss get all over their shoes. So I run up in there, and then I put the cup like right by the corner. I was like, dude, this anybody can kick it over. I even loosened up the top. And all of a sudden the bell rings, and everybody's like, what you do with it? What you do with it? I was like, I put it up at the top of the stairs. So I had a class that was like down the hallway, and like a bunch of juniors were about to head up the stairs, and I see them all come to a stop. And they just turned down the hallway, and they were like, and like one of the disciplinarians was like doing this with their hands, like cutting off the whole stairway. It's like a kid actually kicked down the fucking cup down the staircase. And I was like, no way, dude. Like, I got a bathroom pass to walk by, and dude, the whole staircase smelled like piss. For the next 3 days, it was like the last 3 days of school too, Miss Roth, one of the disciplinarians, like she was looking for me. And she mistakenly got Jared Morgan for being called into the disciplinary. She couldn't catch me for 3 days. That was amazing. Dude, I can't, like...
Did you get caught?
And I didn't. I got That's my, what the golden thing of it is.
I got my good buddy one time, a little piss prank. I mean, yeah, you're drunk, you make bad decisions. I was at my emo Corey Willis's house.
Oh, man.
Jeez, that kid. And we're over at his house, and we're drinking beer, and... Corey's got tequila, so we take a shot of tequila, gold, Jose Cuervo. Like, you know, the gold looks just like piss. Some good shit looks just like piss. So we're all taking shots of it, and we get it down halfway, about a fourth. And my friend Nico's there. Nico is drunk. Nico is just like tip of the iceberg, just piss drunk. So he's taking a piss in the bathroom. I gotta pee. I'm like, hey, what if, you know, I pee into the tequila, get Nico to drink it? Like, oh yeah, do it. And of course, I come to peer pressure. And I piss a lot. I piss a lot in Jose Cuervo. And the thing is, like, Nico had a no, like when he drank from it, it was like a fourth, like barely anything left. And after he came back, it was like it was almost halfway of the liter. And you know, he's sitting there. We play it still. We just like, hey, nobody say anything. Nobody laugh. Just let it happen on its own. 30 minutes rolls by, and Nico's like, "Where's that tequila at?" And he stumbles over there, and he grabs it, and he just shoots it, dude. He shoots it for a good 3 shots, just going down the old hatch. And of course, you know, right away, I'm just like, that's a bad idea. I should have did that.
That's the good. Did you realize it?
Everyone's laughing. And he's like, what the fuck? Why is everyone laughing? He's like, why does this taste so salty? And that's right away when he looks up and he's like, damn you, Natale. He's always been waiting for a way to get me back.
Never had any soul with your tequila before?
He never got me back yet. So I hope he never
tequila
does.
Probably masked the taste of
jeez,
piss and the sterility.
I got him bad with that. I feel bad afterwards.
I'm never going to drink with you again.
I won't do that to you, man. I was young me.
Wow. I still got my eyes peeled.
You still ain't got nothing?
No, I don't have anything.
Well, what's yours then, Carlos? What's yours?
We left somebody the outside of a hotel hallway. On a mattress, naked, with a fake gun. He got arrested.
This must have been wrestling.
Wow. Nice.
He got arrested. And we haven't seen him since. He does not talk to us anymore, apparently.
I wouldn't talk to you either. I mean, it's one thing to put me in the hallway naked.
We,
voluntarily, but...
I don't want to... Because I could say his gimmick name. No, let's not say nothing. Because I don't want to
just
back.
Just tell us afterwards.
we were at a... Where were we? No. Atlanta. Had to be Atlanta. 1, 2, 3. We're in Atlanta. Really?
The face of it.
Sorry, go ahead. I couldn't help myself.
We're in Atlanta. We just finished the show. And this guy we really honestly hate, he just decided to come with us to hang out in all black community clubs. That's not clothes. It's color of skin. And he's one of those annoying drunks. So we decided, we took his bed out of his hotel room, put it in the outside of the hallway, and one of our guys had an airsoft gun that was painted all black. So we left him in the hallway on top of the mattress, only in his underwear, because he was black, shit out drunk. Took a condom wrapper, filled it up with lotion, threw it on his face. Laid him down, put the gun in his hand, and put his hand in his boxers. So he had his hand on his dick,
did he drink?
Hand with a gun, and lotion condom on his face. Then we were actually two floors up. Our hotel room was two floors up. We called, hey, there's something going on the third floor. We don't know what it is, but it's very loud, and we're kind of tired, and we want to go to sleep. We can hear all the way up here. Police showed up. And we went to the lobby at that point because we were just fucking around. We just went to the lobby. Didn't go see what happened, but we saw him being carried out in handcuffs with the condom still on his face.
They wanted to make fun of him. He was a little forced.
We haven't seen him since.
Jeez, and Pete's.
So we don't talk to you guys either. I mean, that's a little.
I don't think I'm a...
Dude, if I was him, honestly, I would come back and shake your fucking hand. That's how I would do it. I'd be like, look, you managed to slap, you know, a condom full of lotion. Fake gun, hand in trousers, got arrested, you know, got bail. I come out and I was
still
like,
paying money to the lawyer.
I'm not angry about this. That was one of the best jokes I've ever witnessed and got to be a part of.
You an asshole.
But you an asshole.
This guy had like attachment time for his arrest or something like that. He's been evading the cops and all of a sudden, y'all just. He might still be in jail for all you know.
Support the troops.
We have his Facebook was deactivated. His MySpace. That was really what he still used. That was deactivated.
What the fuck's on MySpace?
My face.
What ever happened to Google Plus?
Yeah, that was like popular for a week.
Everybody was like, get on it.
What was that?
It was like kind of like
I never heard of it.
It was cool. Yeah, exactly.
Now the new thing is like Kick.
Oh yeah, Kick, especially people on Instagram.
Yeah. What's Kick?
It's like free text messaging.
Pretty much. It's like AOL
and
on your
now
phone.
You have Snapchat where you can just send pictures of yourself to people.
Same all your shameful selfies.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, hey, look, I'm bored, Brandon. Check out my face today.
Want to hear a joke?
Let's do it.
I guess.
A blind guy walks into a bar. And a door, and some chairs, and a table.
<That's it>. Two guys walk in a bar, the third one ducks.
I see what you did there.
I like what you did.
There's a pun. Ah. All right, Samurai Steve.
You already know.
A man sent 10 puns to his friend. Hopefully that one of them would make him laugh. Unfortunately, no pun in 10 did. You like what I did there? Good.
Don't touch it.
Don't try it at home. So Colonial Marines sucked.
I almost cried.
Then Steve is the new guy. And Raymond's the new
guy.
What
up?
Spaulding's super tired.
I'm exhausted.
He's exhausted.
Exhausted.
How much Molly did you take last night?
I didn't go to Buku first. I did an Italian American jackass.
How much Molly did you take?
Six capsules.
Explain what a Molly is.
A drug?
Adderall.
It's a girl that I have.
Is it freebasing?
It's like Adderall.
Do you freebase cocaine?
Adderall, so synthetic MDMA. It's made by man. So basically, it represents MDMA. Because MDMA is so hard to find pure, so some jackass in the lab was like, oh, I'm going to make a synthetic version of it so I can sell it. And to this day, you have kids running around with synthetic targets of MDMA, and they get hyped up on it, and they have a great time.
And that's why I don't roll anymore.
That's what a lot of kids like to do. These lights are so nice!
I'm sweating so much.
You have any juice?
My body. It's like,
I can't stop, my jaw's locked!
Dude, that's like the one thing I hated the most, like... I like the idea of like rolling and being happy, but at the same time, you're like... Oh, you feel amazing.
Never thought of that before.
Like just the touch and then the touching of is just, like, blows your mind for some reason. Like, you've never been touched before.
My buddy Ego likes to take, again, I don't know how much, but he takes like two pills of Molly or something. He snorts half and then takes the rest of my mouth and parachutes it or whatever that is. And he goes in the bathtub and fills it up with hot water and just sits in the hot water.
He's like, you wouldn't believe what goes on in there.
I don't even know.
He nuts instantly.
Probably just the whole series. It's like spiderwebs out.
I just caught me a spider.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about spiders? I'll show you a spider.
Man spider.
Man spider.
That's like what my friend did. Pull out a steak.
What did you guys just talk about at the table at school, man? With you and the redheaded girl that Thomas used to date. Amanda Padamia.
Wait a second. That's funny.
I'm about to take a piss.
I'm sorry, it just hit me. That's funny.
I'm just gonna leave the room. Awkward.
Sorry, Michael.
I'll give you something to talk about. Spread the wealth, my friend.
He's a catfish.
Let's not talk about that.
We talked
about that already. Which he still doesn't understand. Every time we brought it up last podcast, he doesn't understand.
We love you. I don't know. I didn't hang out with you guys then. Like I didn't start hanging out with you guys until I was sophomore.
Apparently, this fall, I used to bully him.
Huh?
Didn't you say I used to bully you before I knew you?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
Probably. Yeah, well,
I met you during Lion King, and you're like, hey, you want to go play laser tag with me and a few guys? I'm like, sure. And then, like, I go to your house, and we all cram into a little bitty B&W. I'm, like, sitting on Brandon's lap. We got Travis in the trunk of the fucking car, like...
Oh, shit. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the first time I met you.
Was that friends with
you? Yeah, peed in your car. Yeah, so you peed in the Gatorade bottle.
I peed in the Gatorade.
I peed in the Gatorade bottle.
Was that the time I went to Ninja Mask the laser tag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember now.
Because that was that, we were all tripping out because like, we played the youth group and they were cursing us out and shit. And
oh, yeah, they were not
happy. I peed right in a Gatorade bottle, left it in the back of Tommy Dominic's car, hoping he would drink it.
I peed in the Gatorade bottle in the back of your car.
I was just...
okay. That was Panama.
But then you also, in Panama, you peed in one too because you got stuck in that bridge.
That's what I was just talking about. I left it in the back of Tommy's car.
So you can
drink it. But then he sold it with the bottle still there because he said he never cleaned out the trunk. I was like, that's great. That sucks.
Yeah, he pissed in the bottle next to me. He was kind of bladder shy. It was really funny.
No, it was just funny because y'all had a camera in my face.
I think we're all a little bladder shy.
I'm a bladder shy. If somebody else in the bathroom, it takes me a minute, but I don't know why.
It depends on how much I had to drink.
Yeah, if I'm drunk, dude, I can piss in the stall next to anybody. No problem.
But I hate those people that gotta come, there's six other stalls, and they gotta come sit right next to you, but, what's up, bro?
When we were all in elementary, they had those...
troughs.
The troughs.
And nobody gave a fuck.
I could clearly remember peeing next to people and, showing him how much distance I had.
Yeah.
I can shoot from this end to that end. I'm just holding my dick in my hand, look.
Like, in high school, dude, pee over the stalls and into the sink, dude. Like, they could, shoot it that far. It's like a rainbow going across the bathroom, bro.
Now it's like, if I see someone, trying to look, I'm like, what are you looking at? Don't look over here.
I'll drop my pants right now. I don't care. No matter what, I'll go walk down the street naked. But I can't piss next to somebody for some reason.
Different, it's a different ballpark, man.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Give me back my katana.
It's actually mine, but it's okay.
You have another one behind you.
Duel.
Challenge?
Yes. Fruit ninja in real life.
Let us touch swords. That sounds so gay.
It did.
You guys got that picture of Pokemon? Is that essential picture of Pokemon party?
Yeah, I got it.
Saw Dragonite?
Level 64.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get that picture.
I sent it to you.
Why don't you send it to me again?
I don't have it anymore. I had to restore my iPhone.
Why do you have to restore your iPhone?
Long story.
A lot of you jizz.
One man, two needles.
Caught up. Had an accident. Hands were too buttery.
Just went all in the home button.
Where's that sale at?
I got a grocery store off of Airline that has butter on sale right now.
What's up with the whole gallon smashing thing? Does anybody find that funny?
Gallon smashing thing, what are you talking about?
You ever seen that shit?
That guy just goes some of them crazy. The one where he's just that's the best one.
don't think it's funny at all, though.
I think it's like the first, minute is pretty funny, and then afterwards it's like,
alright. I mean, they got like milking.
How many different grocery stores did he go to before they're like, you know, we're gonna talk to each other?
Have you ever seen, what is it, fucking up supermarkets or whatever it is? No. And these dudes, like, go in, like, supermarkets and just, like, they'll be like, in Toys R Us in one of them, there's, like, a stack of, remote-controlled cars. And he just runs and dives into it and just gets up, like, whatever, fuck it. And they're, like, in Barnes & Noble's, like, jumping over the things, knocking all the books everywhere. And there's a dude working there, like, the fuck, bro? Like, if you look at them on YouTube, like, it's just, they just go into supermarkets and fuck shit up. And, like, it's just not even funny. I thought you two were about to kiss. You know, the corner of my eye, I thought you were about to kiss. I was like, I don't know.
Brandon and Steven were about to kiss.
At the corner of my eye, I just thought. At the corner of my eye, I just ran tap to see go.
They're experimental.
It's too much experimental. It's salty. There's nothing wrong with that.
I've had plenty of experimenting. I don't want to do it with either of them.
You know how many gay rights I have?
How many kids you have?
Gay rights.
How many kids you have?
Gay rights. Gay rights. Let's talk about gay rights.
Brandon's like the Bob Dylan for gay people right now.
It doesn't matter if I like pancakes or sausage. It's whatever makes me smile.
Except the sausage.
That was a really good song.
Thank you. And back to you, back to the oldies. Brandon Nagtel's Gay Rights CDs sell by two, 1999, three times.
Don't let them stop you guys.
We'll never stop marching.
This is Cool Blue Brandon on 101.2. Here to keep you calm, collected during your drive to work. Let's get a traffic report from our Spanish traffic man, Lazy Down Carlos. Darn, Spanish people always lie. A cool summer jam. Y'all stay classy. It's been Brandon.
I watched that video the other day. Actually.
Next to that popular song.
I had to think about this. Yeah, I had to think about that.
I watched that video the other day, man. I was like, you know what? I feel like watching Primal Butter News. And
that was a funny video.
I was laughing my ass off.
Now we get the green screen. We should redo it.
Yeah, we should. Way better. You know what we should do right now? While y'all randomly talk about shit, I'm just gonna throw some blues in. Just like some.
No.
It makes everything better.
No.
Not at all.
You okay, man?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
You wanna hear another gay rights song?
Tired. He served people all day and bitches and.
Gay rights! Well, they got us down! Just stop there while we're ahead.
My neighbor probably hates me so much.
Yeah.
Because their bedroom's right there too.
Fucking podcast.
He's probably he's
talking about gay fucking rights.
He's probably next door going, why did I move in? Why did I do that?
Why did I move in?
Let's talk about those meth heads that you have living on the other side.
Which one? Those
that are missing their fucking teeth.
The one in the garbage van?
I guess.
The tall white guy?
Yeah, the one that's were pulling up at first, and that guy steadily like watched us park for 5 minutes, and I was like,
the Hispanic?
I don't know.
The tall white guy next door is a garbage man for trade.
Okay.
And he's a mechanic at his house.
Nice.
Probably. And he also does tattoos, apparently.
He does tattoos, too, in his house.
I'm gonna go see him.
No, you
want to see him? I want to get a picture of like Lucifer with a dick on my knee. How do you think he could do it?
He could do it, but it's not gonna look good.
I don't want it to look good. That's the whole thing.
Why do you want Lucifer with his dick out on your knee?
Why wouldn't you want Lucifer?
YOLO.
With his dick out
on YOLO. Rolo. Rolo.
Mardi Gras. Wait, damn it!
Thank you.
I was cool. Drunk, it was Mardi Gras, I said he'd give me a tattoo for free, and I was like, Lucifer was the king, and I was like,
What do you want me to say?
Hey.
Gay rights.
There was a gay guy right next door.
He watched us for 5 minutes straight.
5 minutes.
We pulled up in the dark shadows.
Shadow.
Next to a brick complex. It was silent. He stared us down. I was scared of the
consequences.
said, we have to go pick up Michael from his job. And you're like, you're a bastard because you parked behind me, so I have to use my girlfriend's stain.
It's going to hit albums next year. Check it out. 2014, Brandon's song.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we're going to do another D&D night. I was looking at your D&D books over there. What do you think of that?
I mean, I play Magic, if anybody's into that.
Yeah, we play Magic.
That's gay.
Play D&D.
Whoa.
Whoa. We're talking about D&D.
Hey, you better learn how to crawl before you walk. Yeah. I already know where D&D's at. Magic's just like an easier version of
it. You know, I don't have to play my mom's basement. I can play anywhere.
You got cards already there. You don't know where about. It's all right. Let's go ahead and make the plan. This is what we're going to do. Walk down this hallway. What do you want to do? You roll a d20? All right, go ahead. Kick the door down. All right.
There we go. I actually got my manager from my job to start playing Magic, which is pretty cool. And he's actually a pretty fun guy when you play Magic with him. He actually thinks he's a wizard. So I just sat down, I'm like, I'm going to kick your ass. And he's like, you're not ready for my ranger's path. Let's wow. Look for a forest. Boom. And he's like, he brings out another monster. Like seven. And I'm like, fuck you.
That's pretty cool. Like, I still play occasionally, but it just makes me laugh so hard when I go to Steven's house. And like, I'm like, yo, what's up, dude? Not too much. I beat my manager Wee at Magic today. Damn.
Like,
shit, I just got
like the other day when Ashley and Alyssa like were left, like for I actually got an hour of silence to build three decks to myself without any of them complaining about boyfriends or their life that I really don't care about.
Ashley's always complaining about that shit.
She doesn't really like complain. She's just like, you know what happened today? It's like, what, Ashley? Nothing. It's like,
he sounded to be an asshole, and I went to his baseball game, and never.
But at the end of the day, we still love each other, and it's like, fuck.
And he still put his pee in my knee, and we were happy.
Still happy.
Love you, Ashley.
Dude, like,
she probably would never listen to this.
Probably not. No, actually, if you told her that me and him were in it and put it on,
she'd be like, why are you guys talking about me?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! What y'all say? You say anything bad? Give me a face. Like that.
That's the old face that.
She does that?
Yes.
Yeah, she does. She's not even on purpose.
Go to Facebook, dude. Like, it's like three of her Facebook pictures. It's hilarious.
Dude, like.
You go duck hunting on her Facebook page. Got one.
Wow. It's like those two girls were like hanging around. It's like, really? They gave these two girls women rights? Damn it.
Why?
They gave any woman rights? I don't know why Lindsay's not in the kitchen making her sandwiches right now.
Hey, they actually are in the kitchen making sandwiches, which is a pretty, as long as I'm like, hey, start making it, and they start making it, and I'm like,
sandwich.
I'm waiting for Lindsay to have her thing. I'm over here with my ass right now, too, dude. Like,
she's probably asleep.
Well.
That was awkward silence.
Well, time we play that closing song.
Sure, you can play the closing song. What's the closing song, is it, Brandon?
I don't know. You guys ready?
Closing time.
Everybody just chime in.
Say goodbye to Tom, because Tom's ain't back. Hopefully he shows up next show.
I hope he spent a lot of money on his dinner date tonight.
You ready? Let's talk like this while we fucking sing.
Why are you looking me in the eyes like that? Listen here, Thomas. You shouldn't have went out on that date tonight because you missed out on a really good podcast. We had,
it was a really good podcast.
We had Michael, we had Raymond, we had Carlos, we had Brandon, we had Steven. We had them all here. We got the jumble bunch.
All together.
You missed Brandon's good jokes. Had us on the sides laughing. And Steven's katana strikes to everybody's faces. Brandon, take it over.
Hope you get laid, Thomas.
What an $80 dinner movie.
Where's my lobster money?
So, yeah. That's goodbye from March 11th.
And now,
it's 11th.
What I said in the beginning was going to change from 10 to 11th. Yep, done predicted the future and everything. You guys still look at me wrong.
And Brandon Domus. In the Met with Brandon Stephen.
Brandon Domus.
Brandon Domus.
Spalding, Carlos, and Thomas. We'll see you next show.
Possibly.
And whoever else shows up.
What up?
Ha ha.